Ryan wants to cut the top federal tax rate but end many tax breaks. Some liberal economists have berated Ryan for his lack of details. Following an appearance in Milwaukee this week, Ryan talked with reporters about closing some loopholes, but was vague about others.
We shouldn't be writing off second homes or $1 million mansions. This should be something that should go to middle-income earners and not to higher net worth individuals.
So you would guarantee that the average homeowner...
We haven't written the bill yet, so I'm not going to guarantee what a bill is or is not going to do that hasn't been written yet. What the budget says is we want to reform the tax system with two rates, 10 and 25%, and that the Ways and Means Committee, which is in charge of writing this, is going to proceed with all of the hearings to do all of that.
Democrats are taking note of Representative Ryan's evasiveness. Tyler Norcus is a spokesperson for Rob Zurban, who appears to be the main Democrat running against Ryan in Wisconsin's first congressional district race this fall. Norcus says the real aim of Ryan's plan seems to be cutting tax rates for the rich.
I do think it's doublespeak for Paul Ryan to suggest that his budget eliminates loopholes when in fact it's clear that these tax cuts to corporations and to millionaires that are already doing quite well are not what voters want to see.
Ryan's tax and spending plan is expected to get more scrutiny as likely GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney continues to praise the plan, and Ryan refuses to rule out the idea of being Romney's pick for vice presidential running mate. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.